The Modern Media Strategist by Eric May Media Consultant, a practical guide to finding your audience, telling your story, and bringing out your best for the news media. Narrated by Eric May. Introduction. The Modern Media Strategist is for practitioners in international development, non-governmental organizations and nonprofits, scientific researchers, and global business people. In other words, just about everyone who is not an expert in the news media, to help them understand what the media wants and expects from them. Modern media strategists not only understand how the news media works, they can match their issues to the unique characteristics of different media, resulting in coverage that reaches their target audiences more effectively. The Modern Media Strategist will give you the practical tools to do it. Eric May, Beaulieu-sur-Mer, France, December 2021. Part 1, The Strategist. Chapter 1, Understanding the News Media. It's the paradox of the digital age. While more and more consumers get the news on their smartphone, tablet, laptop, or PC via online platforms and social media, the source of most of that news reporting hasn't changed. Overwhelmingly, it is still the traditional news media, television, radio, and print, and a few online news sites that investigate, report, and break the news we all get on our digital devices. Television news, major newspapers, radio, and legitimate news websites can reach audiences well beyond most organizations' own websites and social media. Seeking coverage on TV, radio, and in print is an unparalleled opportunity not only to raise awareness of your projects, plans, and initiatives, but also enhances their legitimacy and credibility for large audiences. It's worth the effort. There is no question that the actions of development organizations, NGOs, nonprofits, scientists, and business are news. Reporting on them is important to the news media and serves both the public interest and the profit motives of news organizations. But relations with the news media can be tense, even adversarial. Many wonder why the news media reports what it does in the way it does. Why does the news media constantly focus on the negative? Why does the news media get the story so wrong so often? Why isn't the news media interested in my side of the story? Many of the difficulties organizations face when dealing with the news media have to do with a lack of understanding of the news media's role in society and how it operates. It shouldn't be as difficult as it seems to be. After all, major news outlets are themselves complex businesses operating in a dynamic, competitive environment. The first thing to recognize is that trusted news organizations have two roles: to serve the public and to be profitable. And in most cases, how well they serve their public determines their prosperity. This not only goes for private commercial entities, but also for public broadcasters like the BBC, Germany's ARD, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in the U.S., all of which receive some form of state or federal funding. In daily practice, there is no difference between public service broadcasters and their commercial competitors. Professional experience backed up with constant audience research means most news organizations know their audiences extremely well and have a very clear idea what audiences want. News professionals also understand that giving audiences both what they want and what they need builds audience share. That's how they make the very expensive business of news sustainable and profitable. To build audience share, reporters, producers, and editors are focused on giving their audience what it expects. That's what decision makers think about first when deciding what to cover and how to cover it. As a result of audience research and close analysis of successful programs, they know that audiences look for very specific things when they read, listen to, or watch the news. Humanity and human emotion. Stories and storytelling. How ordinary people are affected by big issues. How ordinary people react to extraordinary situations. Something that makes the audience ask, "What if it was me?" Something new, unusual, or breaks stereotypes. An unforgettable image, sound, or moment, something that touches their lives directly. Evaluate your own story, message, project, or initiative. How many of these elements does it have? The more of these things in your story, the more likely the news media will cover it in a way that makes sense to you. Understanding what the news media wants and giving it to them is more likely to result in news coverage that is fair and accurate. Finding your ideal outlet. The days of a single source of information are long gone. Today, there are many different types of media outlets, each with its own audience and measure of influence. This new media landscape is a tremendous opportunity to get your message out in many ways to multiple audiences.